was a heated discussion last night. Last two nights. With Smedrish and the Rambam. Yeah. Give me the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Dal, Halacha Aleph, Perek Dal and Hilchos Chanukah. We have to translate the words. Perek Dal, Chanukah, Halacha Aleph says the following. Come on, Neiros. Who? Who's the who? Who? Madlik b'Chanukah. Who's the who? Mitzvasa sheyeyeh. Much of the Baal Bais has the light. Not an outsider. Mitzvasa sheyeyeh. Kol Bais u Bais. Madlik ner echod. Mitzvasa sheyeyeh. Kol Bais u Bais. Madlik ner echod. Ben shahoyu anshe abayis Reuben. Ben shahoyu boy ela adam echod. What's the ikka mitzvah? One there. The question is, how do you translate the word? Shiyyeh kol bayis u bayis madlik ner echod. What is the English translation for kol bayis u bayis?
The house has to light.
What?
House has to have a light. A household.
Oh. House? How can a house light? It should have a light. Like you're saying. House. Or household. What's the translation of the word? House or household? So some Rebbeim says it means household. Some Rebbeim said, one Rebbe said it means the house. So the other Rebbe would arrive from the Gemara, said, Tana Bonan, Mitzvah Sneir Chanukah, Ishu Beitzoi. Now, what does the phrase Ishu Beitzoi mean? It says, what does Ishu Beitzoi bo? What does it mean?
Household.
Yaakov Avinu, Ishu Beitzoi. Well, what's Beisah you mean over there?
Household.
The house had moved to Mitzrayim, the household. Rashi says, Anshei Beisah. Right. So the other Rebbe said, that's in Chumash. Isha Beisah means household. Gemara means house. And Kol Bais or Bais means every house. Should have a there, not a household. So let's take a look in the Shuvas Rivosh. Rivosh talks about is a regular person yotze with the Chanukah b'shul, right? The shul yotze with the shul. So Rivosh. We call Mokoim Boisa Hadloka Shobesa Knesses. Ain't Adam Yoitze Bo. You're not Yoitze, but Sorach Lazar Lahadlik Kolechod the Besoi. The Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishul Besoi. What's he saying here? You're not Yoitze in the show. You have to go back and light the Besoi. The mitzvah of Chanukah Nerishu Beisoi. Beisoi is called this also. Yeah, I know this. Yeah. Anyway, we saw in the classic Sefer Mikroi Kodesh from Hirsh Pesach and his grand Beis Mikoyin, and he has there a question. What kind of a house do you have to be Yotzei Ner Chanukah? With a roof, without a roof, No. Right, what kind of house? Dearest Sarai, dearest Keva, and you write in the footnote. And you see, you have to have a house, as the Rambam says, who buys, who buys. So you see, you have to have a house, who buys, who buys. Then the Pnei Yeshua raises the question, Taka, on Yishu Beisai, why? What is this great importance of a house by Ner Chanukah? Tosfos said the Ran compared to a mezuzah. Tosfos says a homeless is part of Ner Chanukah. A homeless person is part of Ner Chanukah because it's like a mezuzah. You have to have that. It's chavis habayis. I was achsenoi chayiv. Achsenoi is chayiv to join the house. So the question is, as the Pnei Yeshua Taka says, where does this come from? Mechatesi, that they made their Chanukah conditional on a house. Mechatesi, where does it come from? Megillah doesn't have to have a house. Abakosis. There's a big question. You're on a picnic and Chanukah, you're off and it's getting dark. So you mark around the Zman, you have with you a small menorah, so you light in the field, in the park. So, about a nut. Lavush says yes, but no one holds like that Lavush. You see, bias or bias. A Pesach Beisoy. And then a Pesach Beisoy. Why Taka? What's Pshat? What's the Pshat? You know that story I told you over with George Washington? The story of George Washington? It's a true story. It's a beautiful story. That they were losing the America, the rebels in this. They have some British boys over here. And the rebels were losing terribly. They had no money. They lost the battles. Had no clothes. Freezing in the winter. And the matter of fact, one who paid for the bills was a Jew, Chaim Salomon. Not for him, there would be no America today. And they were depressed. And there's this frum soldier. It was Chanukah, and he left the camp of the soldiers, and he had a menorah and he lit Chanukah. He has a booming voice. What are you doing there? Like a spy with George Washington. Like a spy giving signals. So he said, don't shoot, I'm not a spy. What are you doing there? He didn't look like the spy. He tells the story of Chanukah, Rabban Biyad Ma'atim, Giborim Biyad Chaloshim, Tmeim Biyad Tahirim. Anyway, that Kratzmach, the British were celebrating in Trenton, New Jersey. My grandfather was a rabbi there. Then you didn't remember the story, though. Trenton, New Jersey, and he got drunk. And the rebels came while they were drunk, wiped them out. It was a turning point of the war. 10 years later, this Jewish soldier is married, has a work, whatever he's doing over there. There's a knock on the door. Who opens the door? He nearly fainted. It was President Washington. It was Shamashim. Donald somebody or other. Came there. It was Shamashim. He says, takes out, I have a present for you. Gives him a gigantic silver menorah. He says, I want you to know, I was about to give up. we're losing. You told me your whole speech about Hanukkah. It gave me so much courage. I said, we'd go further, and we won. And he gave this as a present of a token. Such a beautiful story. Just chaval, chaval, that the Jewish soldier is a burning Gehenna for the Brach of Atollahs. No mitzvah at all. Because you have to have a house. Without a house, it's like mezuzah. Like mezuzah. Now you should base it. Like you can't be yoitz in shul. You have to go back to the Rivar says that Isha based him is a house. Where does it come from? Can I show you? Now, what's Hanukkah all about? Now, there are three parts, three reasons, and the whole world is busy with two of them. I'm busy with the third. The whole world talks about the Tzachim, the Nes Muhammad, Rabbi Yad Me'atim, Tzvim Yad Tahirim. And everybody thought, what right did Matisyo have to start up with them? It was suicidal. Yeah? It was suicidal. Right? But he had four people, four sons, and him. How about try to. The answer is, it was a question of kfira. Comes to Muhammad's kfira, you don't make cheshbonos. And based on that point, Reb Leib Malin and Chaim Vesoker told the Mir Yeshiva to go through a getaway from Russia, even been going through Siberia, which made no sense whatsoever. But he made a limud from Hanukkah. It's called kfira then, not Germans, well, the Russians, kfira. And they were saved. Comes to kfira, no cheshbonos. Right. So that's Rabbi Yad Ma'atim, Tzmeim Yad Tahirim. Second thing, they talk about the Nes HaNeiros of the Ashuas HaShechina, Shashchina Sherb Yisrael, the Nes HaNeiros. But the third aspect is very little, very, very few people talk about it. But that's the main one. The Rambam says, Yomim Eilu Nikroim Chanukah. What's he mean with that? Yomim Eilu Nikroim Chanukah. So Marsha explains it already. The main part of Chanukah, the main side of Chanukah is Chanukah. What's Chanukah mean? Marsha? Chanukah Sabayis. They came back and Finus Hechalacha, Teros Mikzoshecha, Mizme Sheikh Hanukkah Sabayas. What's the Sheikh Shal Yoim of Hanukkah? Mizme Sheikh Hanukkah Sabayas. Why do you say howl every day on Hanukkah? One at once? So one answer, the Nes HaNeiros got bigger every day. Rishoyser says, because every day a different Nossi brought his Chanukah Sabayis, every day. He brought Chanukah Sabayis. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says, these are Yemei Simcha. Which Simcha? Where's the Simcha over here? Where the Simcha of Hanukkah? Where does it come from? And a lot of Rishonim hold, if you forget that on this, you have to bench over it. Because you made Simcha. What's the Simcha about? That the Meshach Chochma in Baal Yischa, the Simcha is Chanukah Sabayis, and V'yosim Chaschem V'moyadechem means Chanukah Sabayis, and the more Moikotin says was even Doicha Yom Kippur, the Eid on Yom Kippur by Shlomo HaMelech. The tremendous simcha of Chanukah Sabayis, Chanukah Mikdash, where the Shekhinah comes to live with the Yidden, that's Yom El, that's Chanukah. Marsha says, "My Chanukah like Marsha, not like Marsha." Rashi says, "What's the ness?" Marsha says in Shabbos, right over there, "Chafal from the bays." My Chanukah, Chanukah is a bit of mikdash. Chanukah is a bit of mikdash. That's what Chanukah is all about. Meshachoch me baloischa. You have to open it up. So what's Rambam? You may simcha. What you may simcha? What you may simcha? What are you talking about? That meshachoch me baloischa. Oh, we have some chaschem bechatzaitzus over there. It means Chanukah is a bigger simcha. Where do you find Tanakh? A wild simcha. Where do you find it? You find it twice. Dovre Melech. Dovre Melech? That's also a bias. Bringing back to our Kurdish. Who without our Kurdish can't have a bias. Without our Kurdish can't have a bias. Where else you find it? By Shlomo Melech. They made a party 8 days. Also, Chanukah is a bias. That is, the Mishnah Chochmah says it. That's what Chanukah is all about. That's Yimei Simcha. Chanukah is a bias. The Netziv in the Hemek Dovo, he doesn't mention Chanukah, but he says Yom Simchaschem means Chanukah Sabayis. Meshach Chochmah brings a Rambam and Perek Gimel, Yemei Simcha V'Hallel, and he brings it down and he says that's where the Rambam got it from. Chanukah is Beis HaMikdosh. Here, right over here. Simchaschem. Simchaschem. Where's the Rambam? That is, he says, is Simchas HaChinuch. Hold it. Simchas HaChinuch. That is a tremendous simcha. It's doch the Eilan Yom Kippur. You know that by Shem HaMelech. He said, were they allowed to do it or not? They held the most doch like Hakrovus Korban. The Eilan Yom Kippur. Such a simcha. And that, he says, is Chet Rambam. Second. Yom Simchaschem. Oh, Lochain, B'Chanukah, D'Hoyim Iluim B'Meach Hashmenoim, Shebonim Mizbeach Chodosh, Oz Egmor B'Shir, Chanukas, No, HaMizbeach, Sheshiksum, Malchi Yovon Esavni Mizbeach, Kosev Rambam, Hoyimei Simcha V'Kovim Simcha. The Simcha of Chanukah Sabayis. The world famous Ramban. Everybody quotes it. Speaks about the Chazal. That why is Tash Menorah connected to Chanukah Sanasim? So Rashi had, when Aaron saw Chanukah Sanasim, Cholsho Daitoi. Holsho Daitoi Shlehoyo Imohem Bachanukah. Lehu Veloy Shiftoi. He felt terrible that what? That he was not part of the Chanukah Sabayis. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayecho Shelcho Godol Misholehem. That the Madlik or Meitiv is a Nero is Boker Ve'erev. Loshin Rashi. And the Midrash Rabbah that the more explicit HaKabonis calls Manch Besim Mikzosh Kayim Hein Nuegin. Abu HaNeirois Lo'oilam El Mopanem Noyo Iru. They're forever. Their Chanukah is forever. Like for Banes, after the Chorban, it's a Botel. So anyway, from this Chazal, the Rav brought a raya that it wasn't just to give a mitzvah of Chanukah. He felt bad, gave him a mitzvah. No! The menorah is the part, and the most important part perhaps, of the Chanukah. the menorah was machanech the mikdash. Not just he gave him a consolation to his mitzvah. No. The Rav said, it's so emes lamitoi, the Chanukah, the menorah was the gemar of the Chanukah sa bias. Why is it so? There is in Puma, here's a beautiful question. It says it should bring Zov. What does it say it should bring there? Zov, Shem Amor. Shem Amor. And what do they have to do with building the Mitzvah Mikdash? Why don't they say they should bring behemoths? Yichli Truma, bring behemoths. The answer is the Truma was not for the avoidance of Mikdash. What was the Truma for? Binyan Mikdash, Rosali Mikdash. So Shem Lamor, how is that to do? What does Shem Lamor have to do? And Teres Hasamim, what does it have to do with Binyan HaMishkan? That's a boy, a lady, they do Zob, Chesn, Chosh, Chelos, Algomon, Shoni, Sheish, Vizim, Arutelim, all that is Binyan HaMishkan. What does Shem Lamor have to do with it? Oh, Shem is his question. And the merchants came him, and the others came him. Otherwise, they say, no. Shem Mishka, Shemen, the Torah is before the king enters his house, to make a good fragrance. And then he says, Shem Lamor, it's a chandelier. It's a chandelier. It's the beauty of the house. She came there Hamlochim. Every palace has chandeliers. The Hadlik Nail of Fan. Hear that? All the Rishonim say this. The Baal Amora says that's the Pshah Haneris Halal Kodesh Haim. The Lon was just a Shtamish Pem. Why not? Because the menorah, the Ramban, that's our menorah. Which menorah is it? The menorah from where? Menorah from the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Sosabano is called. What does Kodesh mean? What does Kodesh mean? Kodeshim. It was Kodeshim, and the Rive says you make the same bracha as you made in the Beis HaMikdash. It's the menorah is the menorah is lo'elam. Now I'm going to tell you an important thing. Menorah. What's menorah? What's menorah? What's menorah part of? Beis HaMikdash. There's no menorah without a house. The chifts of menorah is without a house. Menorah is a house lamp. Inside, outside, it's a house. There's no menorah without a house. It's part of Kli HaMikdash. There's no menorah without a house. If you have a menorah, you have to have a house. And the Baal Amora says, Zechel HaMenorah, the Ran has Zechel HaMenorah, the Rabbi says Zechel HaMenorah, the Ram, the Ramban HaChumash says Zechel HaMenorah. There's no menorah without a house. Can I show you what you need a house for? What do you need a house? There's no menorah without a house. But I want to say more than that. That Aaron had said, we don't have it. He didn't have part of the Chanukah Mizbeach. He says, yours is Lo'ilam. Oh. When you light menorah in Chanukah, what's the menorah doing for you? What's it doing for you? It's Machanech, your house. Your house becomes a Beis HaMikdash. And not just menorah is Kodesh. Not only is it part of the house, It's doing the same thing that it did b'shas nesiyim. That's mishnah sheh chanukas habayis of David. You have a menorah. There's no menorah without a house. Ain't davar kaze. Menorah is not right. By the kotel, they have a big joint menorah. Right. That's not the menorah. Menorah has to be part of a house. Either a tefach, samach, pesach, inside, outside. It's a part of the furniture of the house. But not only the part of the house. It's makdish, makadish, the house. It's machanach. Chanach is the time when your house is mischanach again. And your house is a mikdash ma'at. And the menorah, which is zechel menorah, which has kedusha to it, is machanach your house. We should be zoicha, this Hanukkah, to our homes and our houses should be this kaddish to a mikdash ma'at.